Hi, this is Lucas Tejera in Miami, Florida, about to interview my 89-year-old grandfather. Brace yourself for what could be an interesting interview, since you never know what he might say. What year were you born in?
1970.
Where in Cuba were you born in?
Santiago de Cuba.
How many brothers and sisters do you have?
Six.
How old were you when you had to leave Cuba?
29.
What was your job in Cuba? What was your job in Cuba?
Working with my father.
What did you do working with your father?
Administrating a big farm.
And what was your first job here in the U.S.?
My first job? And from then I went to work in an ice cream factory. The name of the was, I can't remember the name of the place. I need to go in the morning to service the pigs at the naval place here in Miami. And from there, I went to Elizabeth, New Jersey, to work on the knitting factory, and then came to Miami, made my own plan, and work in my own company selling knitting equipment in Latin America.
Do you wish you could have been able to move back to Cuba?
I've been living here more year than the time that I was living in Cuba. So I've been where my family were.
What is one thing you miss about Cuba?
What I miss? I have here whatever I have in Cuba. A house, a car. I don't miss nothing. I'm happy here. I'm happy wherever my family are.
What was difficult starting a new life after escaping Cuba?
What?
Was it difficult starting a new life here after escaping Cuba?
The difficult what?
Was it difficult starting a new life here after escaping Cuba?
Here in this state?
Yeah.
When we went to the Bay of Big Cuban invasion, that we have to try to overthrow Fidel, and it was not possible.
What is one thing you'd like to take back from your life in Cuba? What is one thing you would like to take back from your life in Cuba?
So many things. I don't know. I don't know what to tell you.
Right. Is there something about when you were younger that I don't know yet?
Well, I like to go and move the cattle and take care for my father of something that he needed to do on the ranch he was administrating for the company where he worked, and I have with time I bought some piece of land over there, around 40, 50 acres, and they were living in the place to process the coffee bean, to dry it up, and whatever was necessary to keep in good shape the rest of the ranch, who was a very large piece of land. When my father died, I was 24 years old, and they made me the manager of the whole ranch. That it was about 24,000, yeah, about, no, let me see, 33 acres in the Caballeria is about 33,000 acres of land.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a lumber mill processing there, and it was coffee and whatever produce. That was what I was doing. And then when Fidel came, they called and took everything, and I was advised that they were looking for me because I was not satisfied with the way that they are doing things. And I need to leave the country in a hurry. And my younger sister was studying at the North Carolina boarding.
Mm-hmm.
So I left and came to Miami without clothes, without nothing, in a hurry, and started working on the upholstery and doing what was necessary for living and pay my expenses, and until I come back to Miami from the Cuban invasion, I went to the what's the name? Bay of Pigs. In a group that it was no two prisoner, 150 some men, and that's it, working. I have the opportunity to set up my own plant and my office, selling equipment and whatever is said or they buy from in Latin America from myself.
Yeah, okay, yeah.